Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
What world is going on here?
Bulldog, this is Men at Work.
Suddenly, why did you...
6'4", full of muscles.
Why did you play this straight all of a sudden? What happened to you?
You speak my language.
Come on.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Thank you. You nailed it.
I come from the land down under. Ba 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 ba.
Thunder. Thunder. Be in there.
Can you hear the thunder?
Oh, see, I was wrong.
You better run. You better take cover.
Oh! Oh. Wow.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Such good singing. Okay.
You didn't even flinch when I tried to feed you the wrong lyrics either. You're just biding your time.
Yeah, I guess.
You did a great job there.
I guess. Really, just the stylizing. Really, is that a word?
The way.
I just wasn't literally speaking the words.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it was barely more than that.
Well, yeah, you didn't know the words. I tried to help you. I gave you the wrong ones. You didn't acknowledge it, and then...
I'm just talking about the overall performance.
You did skip a bit. No, I think it's a very strong vocal performance.
Will the Bills... It's just another way of asking the same thing. I'm just going to say it. Regret not having another stud on offense. And, you know, that's a term. It's subjective. You could... say that they have a couple more than maybe I would or someone else would. 803-0550. We talked to Trista Crick earlier, mentioned to her how the Bills are the betting favorite in the AFC at one site. And she's like, yeah, but comes down to it in the playoffs, who's getting the ball? Who is getting the ball where you know it's going to work? And, you know, maybe that's a fair question. Lines are open for your thoughts. We'll talk to Sam Paniatovich in an hour, with a focus on the upcoming NCAA tournament. You want to talk draft, too? We did some of that with Chris Trapasso earlier. It's just like a permanent one for the next month and a little bit. If you have a favorite idea, a least favorite idea with the draft in mind. Let's go to Tom here. Hi, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Tom. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Your men at work needs help.
Badly.
I have read a couple articles online over the last couple days mentioning Diggs back to Buffalo. I think it's garbage, but wanted to see, one, if you thought it was valid. Two, if you think it's a good idea. I'm not into revolving door relationships, so I'm not in favor of it. But I wanted to hear your take on it and just see if there's any legitimacy to it.
Well, you could help me by answering a question, if you're prepared to answer, where, are we talking about Adam Schefter, Benjamin Albright, or are we talking about people on Reddit?
Oh, no, nothing as legitimate as that, but they are coming through into my phone. I've had three headlines over the last 2 days that Diggs put Buffalo Bills stuff back up on his Facebook page.
Right, that's the genesis of it. Thank you for answering the question, Tom. Yeah, he restored Instagram, and there's Buffalo stuff there. I think there's a 0% chance it happens. And not so much because of the relationship souring enough for them to trade him away and eat $31 million of dead money on their cap last year, although that could be a deterrent. But I think guys and organizations, if there's, you know, I'm going to help you, you're going to pay me, you know, people can get over that kind of stuff. I'm just not sure there's a need for a number one receiver. I don't think he's it anymore. I don't think the Bills thought he was it, which is part of the reason they traded him in the first place. And he was fine in Houston, but then he suffered an ACL injury. I just don't know what I'm looking at there. He'll land somewhere, I think. I don't know how soon he'll be ready to play for someone, but he's not the answer to what we've been talking about, like a go-to guy, I don't think, anymore. And so that's why I would say no chance. It's not because of any sourness on either side. Although, again, that could be something, but I wouldn't worry about that as much as, is it worth doing? Almost at any price. I'm just not sure it fits.
Yeah, I feel like it's mostly a non-starter, this idea. Just what happened, the roster they have, his injury, money, like there's just too many strikes against for me to think it will happen at all. You said Monday you'd give it 0%, and then Sal said I wouldn't give anything 0%, but you know, maybe point something.
It's okay. I'm doubling down. I said 0% again just now, and I'll say it again. Yeah, like, every time it comes up, and you know, fine, I'll be wrong if there's a chance and it actually happens. I don't see it. I don't think it fits at all.
I wonder about him, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, right now. And there are other guys, Brandon Cooks, guys that are at or around 30, where they've probably all played their best football. Keenan Allen would top this list for me for what he did last year. Maybe he goes back to Chicago. I don't know. But I hear nothing about him or Cooper. Like, what? How does it end up? Cooper's not going to get that $15 million
I don't think so.
Deal anywhere, is he, at this point?
Cup got it. I mean, Cup got you know, money that I didn't think he'd get out there. At least the billboard, right? It's 3 for $45 million. You know, I haven't seen a breakdown of what it really is over the weekend, but I'll bet it's more like, you know, 2 for $20 million or something, and then a walk away. But I'm just guessing. I've not seen that broken down again. But yeah, I think you're right. I think Cooper, maybe last year, whatever went, I don't know, wrong here. I mean, he just didn't produce in an offense that was crying out for a guy to come in and produce. And maybe the film tells a story. Maybe scouts all watched that and just went, like, yeah, he's not a dude anymore. That's not to say he won't be in the league and land somewhere, but I don't think he's a dude anymore. He didn't look like a dude when he was here.
One thing I'd like, thanks, Tom. One thing I'd like to talk out is the AFC. Can you see the Bills being better than they were last year? I don't think I can. You know, record-wise, how good they were. I don't think I really can. Division's better. Division can't be worse. I said that last time, and you said, well, why not? Division was so bad. It's just like, probably there's some regression there. I think it'd be really tough to have a better season than the one they just had.
It'd be very hard for the division to not be better. May's a year older. Miami, you know, well, they started last season healthy too, and then it derailed. But, you know, maybe they have some better luck, so they're better than they were last year. The Jets, I think, will be pretty much the same. I maybe even worse. I don't know. Like, Rodgers wasn't very good last year, but he's better than anything Justin Fields has put together for any, like, week over week for any kind of a career. So they could still be terrible. But, yeah, wins and losses-wise, considering how much, you know, you want to ding him for the good fortune with the turnovers. Yeah, to some extent, I think you have to acknowledge that there is some good fortune baked into that. And so if you don't get that, you know, can you overcome it some other way? Maybe.
They were plus 24,
but
right?
Still 13, right. And look, you can give him credit for taking the ball away. Not turning it over at all is just insane luck. Like, fumble luck, it was just very prevalent for them. So, good, you know, good for them. They had it on their side, and they capitalized on it. So I wouldn't expect that to continue, at least not in such a disproportionate way that it did, where they just take it away so much and don't give it away. Maybe they'll take it away just as much, but they'll give it away 10 more times or something.
20
I don't know.
Games, never once did they lose in turnovers. 20 out of 20, they were even or better. Good luck is right. I mean, that's insane.
So, I don't know. And the schedule is a grinder. I mean, there's some we were talking about that earlier this week already, or late last week. Like, the teams coming in here, like, there's a lot of marquee, big-time teams rolling in.
You're trading the AFC South for the AFC North, and you're trading the NFC West, which wasn't great. I mean, San Francisco was down. Seattle's beatable. Like, that wasn't great for the NFC South, which, you know, that's probably a win for the Bills. Probably.
Yep.
A little bit easier division.
Yeah, that's right. But still, that having to play the North is, I mean, the Cleveland is still there, and they're talking about Carson Wentz today. I mean,
is that right?
Yes,
I didn't see that.
Yes.
What was I doing all day?
I don't know, but there was some talk about Carson Wentz. You know, as a fallback, if they can't attract, like, Russell Wilson, I think. Okay, wow.
I know what I was doing all day, trying to figure out how good Colorado State really is. That's what I was doing all day.
Digging in on that.
Oh, baby.
So...
All right,
yeah,
so Bills.
13 wins. Like, yeah.
You take the same season.
Yeah.
Anybody would take the same season.
Yeah.
Chiefs. How are they going to win 15 games?
They're not.
They're not. Right? The Chiefs will be worse?
Sure. I don't think significantly, but they had a lot. It was in a different way. They had a lot of late game stuff that was, some of it was pretty fluky, that went their way, and so they got their 15 wins again. Okay, hat tip. That's not happening again.
Baltimore.
You know what's funny? I know they've done stuff. I feel like through the week that has been here, right? The free agency officially actually opened last Wednesday, tampering period Monday. I don't feel like I saw their name hardly at all.
Yeah.
Through this process.
DeAndre Hopkins. They kept Ronnie Stanley.
Right.
That's about all I can name. Oh, Cooper Rush.
Okay.
He's the new backup quarterback
right.
in Baltimore.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so, like, they've had two pretty amazing seasons in a row. Do they just keep doing that?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Derrick Henry.
I don't see a lot changing for the top three teams in the conference.
I don't see a lot changing either, but I'm thinking that I think all three will be down a little. Just because Kansas City and Buffalo, in their own ways, like you said, in different ways, both ran so pure. Bills with schedule and turnovers, and nobody misses a snap on the offensive line for the whole season. Like, stuff like that is very hard to replicate. Kansas City just winning you already said it. I mean, good luck to both of those teams putting down the same years. Ravens, you know, Jackson just had the most insane quarterback season ever. That's not going to happen again. You know, he's basically had Allen won, but he's basically had two MVP years in a row for the seasons. Come on. I mean, he's great, but things happen. You know, he's been hurt other times.
Mm-hmm.
I think all three of those teams will be, it's not even saying much, will be really challenged to have the same years or better. Then what do I have? We had the conversation maybe last week about the eight teams that it almost feels like they have to be drawing dead.
Right.
Or seven or so teams. We included the Texans in it. The entire AFC South. Somebody wins that division and goes to the playoffs. But who's good? Houston would have the best chance of being good. Can Tennessee be a good team?
No.
Can Indianapolis or even Jacksonville, can they be actually good teams this year? Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, Browns. That's eight. Raiders, maybe a little bit of a chance. That's nine teams-ish in the conference.
It's only 16.
They're only 16.
And seven make the playoffs.
And we named three before. There's only four more. And they'd be Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and the Broncos. I'm getting to a point where the take is the conference is more competitive. But saying that, if the bottom teams are still really bad, then that might not show itself. That's what happened last year. You had how many teams in the NFL? 8 or 10 teams win 3 or 4 games.
Right.
So it was all stretched out. You had 15 win teams. You know, you had the Vikings in second place won 13 games, I think, right? Or 14 games. So.
Yep. Yeah, there were 3, 14 or more win teams in the NFC. Washington still won 13. It was heavy. Like Miami is a team that's, you know, was outside that I think could be, you know, a team to consider as a wild card contender anyway. I sitting here today, it would surprise me if they're not in that mix. Like I might expect a year from them, not unlike the year before when they took it right down to the wire against the Bills. That I still think Miami has that in them. And it probably is a big year for them because if they don't have that kind of year, it might be over. For the coach, yep. Like I think they got to get back on the horse big time here, and that includes Tua staying healthy again and all of it. Last stand for Tyreek Hill probably at this point. There's a lot riding on them, and I don't know if they're up to it, but I think that there's still enough talent there that I think they would rate. So maybe they take a spot away from a Denver or a Chargers or a Pittsburgh or somebody. I don't know.
But there's kind of room for all of them. If these other teams we mentioned that we think are bad are going to be bad.
Well, that's what I'm – 7 playoff teams last year, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chargers, Steelers, Broncos. So the Bengals take a spot. If the Dolphins are competing for a spot – I don't know, room for – like, they're going to have to displace
one of those teams.
Right. Okay. But, like, that's it. That's your pool.
9.
I do not believe in Indianapolis at all at this point. Forget the Jets. I'm down on the Jaguars. Maybe I'll be wrong about that. Maybe they'll overtake Houston. Because I think Houston's vulnerable. They're losing guys. Dell's out. Diggs is done. With that, he's a free agent anyway. I guess they could bring him back if they choose.
Christian Kirk.
I don't know, man. I think you got 9 teams that I could see making the playoffs out of the whole conference is all I'm saying.
Yeah, we're just kind of realizing, if we didn't know already, that haves and have nots in the AFC, like it's been, the trap is ever with the NFL thinking that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's unsettling is odds are probably one of these assumptions we're making will be wrong. At least one. New England gets there. Drake May, Travis Hunter.
Jacksonville with their new coach.
Mike Vrabel. Yeah, like, right. One of these, I kind of like the Raiders idea. One of these teams, at least, will not be what we think. And that can be the top teams, too, the other way.
Yeah.
I still think the bottom for the elite quarterback teams is the middle of the conference. It wouldn't be like a healthy Josh Allen team is not going 6-11 or something like that. But, 9-8 might be possible if you have injuries and randomness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the division's better and the schedule is harder. So I'm sort of listening to an argument for an underdog in the AFC because I think the most meaningful thing would be that the top three that have just been in their own league here almost for a couple of years – there's some slippage eventually that would be coming. But, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, they're still all in their 20s, and why does that have to happen? It doesn't have to happen.
Barring any of them getting hurt, which has not – Jackson's had his moments, but Allen and Mahomes so far have been – they're just always there. That could happen at any time. It stands to reason to expect at some point. There's no predicting it, but one of those dudes is going to get wrecked at some point. I mean, they're playing pro football. You know, even Tom Brady missed a whole season at one point. Like, it happens.
Careful here. Michael, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. Okay, I think that the Bills are going to end up bringing back Amari Cooper, but nowhere near for $15 million a year.
Why do you think this?
Well, because, number one, Amari Cooper, the reason Amari Cooper didn't play well is because he was hurt. Okay?
Focus up here, Michael. Focus up. Come on. We're on the air here.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm telling you that I think Amari Cooper was hurt, and that's why he didn't play that well. But I think if he's healthy, he's going to be your number one receiver.
Okay. Is it interesting that it hasn't happened yet?
Yes, it is. But I think that the reason is there's a lot of receivers out there, and I'm not sure who's waiting for what until they start seeing what the market value of the second-rate free agents are.
Okay, that might be true. You know, there's a group of guys that maybe are watching each other. That might be true. You've had the Chase and Higgins deals were mega contracts, but these guys aren't that. So that might be right. I hear nobody saying this about Cooper. I've got a source in the Matthew Berry piece from the Bills saying that they think he might be washed. That isn't hurt. That is old.
That's done.
It's a different point.
Yeah.
You know, his wrist wasn't making him slow. So, I don't know. I'd be surprised if he came back, but you seem to think he will. Thanks for the call. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Back after the update. Sammy P coming up at 6. This is WGR.
For me, yeah, just because I know, like, I really was not trying to let T go. For me, it's hard when you out there and T not out there, you know what I'm saying? T out there makes my job easier. I make his job easier. We make the running back's job easier. So the whole game slows down for me. It gets easier for some people. So he's just a big help.
Ja'Marr Chase. Nice to be him right now. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. Nice to be us. Bulldog's a guy who never leaves his house without having all his devices fully charged.
That's 100% correct.
Literally, 100%.
Yes.
You will not leave the house unless the phone, the iPad, the whole thing is 100%.
Well, if some mishap occurred and I had to come here with my phone at 40% or something, I would do it. But I'm very diligent about keeping my devices charged.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to be not being used for any amount of time, they're plugged in. So that when I go to get them after an hour, 2 hours, 6 hours, whatever, they're fully charged.
Meanwhile, and listeners who are watching our show these days can maybe have picked up on it. For me, it's a juggling act. Computer, phone, and whatever this white box is called, power box or something, with the Odyssey, you know, company man, Odyssey logo right there on it. They gave us those. I am often fidgeting between... So I've got, right now, the computer is plugged into a power strip, right? It's pretty much full, but I still have it plugged in. Then I see that it's full. I'll take this out, plug the black cord, the power strip, into the power box, try to get that up to full, and then also have the power box plugged into the phone, which is at like 42% right now. So it's just sort of like always just moving things around.
How many different size charger ports? Did I get all that right? Do you need different cords for everything, or do they all match now? Because I just got a new iPad for Christmas, and it's got like the newest, I guess, iPhones. I don't know how many generations it goes back now. Have a different charging port than my iPhone, which is maybe 14 or something. I don't even know what generation my phone is. So now they don't match. Mm-hmm. But what's really what I'm very happy about is my wife told me, like, the one that the new generation, a lot of things are, even different manufacturers are coming with those match. So I don't have to have different cords for stuff. I just bought a pair of wireless headphones. We're going on this trip, and the only pair of working headphones I had at home still had a jack. and that had a dongle that fit into my old iPad.
What was that word?
Dongle. That it was an adapter that would, you know, make the headphones fit in there, and that fine. Now this new iPad doesn't fit that anymore, so I needed headphones. So I got fine. I'll buy a new pair of wireless headphones. I get them home. Of course, there's a little charger cord with it, and so I'm starting to think about, well, where am I going to, you know, plug this in so I have it at my disposal when I want to charge these headphones. Turns out the new iPhone charger, the new iPad charger, fits the headphones. Like, wow, what a world!
Yeah, this phone, I just got it, and it didn't come with a charger because the old one fits.
All right. So I'm a fan of that. At some point, I'll have to replace this phone. I've had no problems with it, but some point that will, you know, it'll die. And then I'll have a phone, hopefully, that has the same, and I won't need, because right now we're going on a trip, and I'm going to have a different cord for my phone than for the other stuff, and that's kind of annoying. And the whole family, I think, is now on to the new cords. I'm the only holdout on the old cord.
Dongle. I've probably heard that word, but maybe not.
That's just what it's always been called in my house. I don't know if that's proprietary or not.
Like, no, it's a word. I searched it after you said it.
Okay.
There's a whole page.
All right. And they're adapters or
yep. Yeah, okay. Connectors.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what Apple called them when we first started using them. So anyway, I look forward to having just one universal plug for my entire house. That would be great.
That sounds great. I want to get something off my chest. I am somebody who is amused by or often frustrated by, like, the wording in the big NFL reporter tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it bothers me that Rappaport, Schefter, and the other, like, second-tier guys kind of all break stories simultaneously. Like, they're just holding it and timing it with each other. That bothers me. Rappaport has this way of adding one sentence to the end of every one of his things, like about how good the player is, or added depth for Green Bay. Just he'll put some unnecessary added flattery into the tweet. That's annoying. And then you have like Josina Anderson and a couple of others who you're just like, what is this? I got to read this like five times, and why did I need this? Like,
yeah.
Things that aren't news is another one, but they put it out there anyway just to keep the machine running, I guess. There are those. Today we had, I think it was Tom Pelissero, and he might be right, how the Vikings have rejected multiple trade offers for J.J. McCarthy. And are, you know, basically to say they're not trying to sign Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. They're going ahead with McCarthy. Everybody knew they were going ahead with McCarthy. Sam Darnold left. Like, that isn't still a thing. There's no question about this. But, you know, there's Rodgers speculation. So probably somewhere in the Vikings organization, they wanted this tweet. Back the kid.
Right.
We've rejected multiple trade offers. Okay, someone tell me, who is calling or has been calling Minnesota to ask them if J.J. McCarthy were available in a trade? Like, who would be doing that?
Right.
Who has thought the Vikings were going to trade McCarthy?
Yeah, at least if they had, excuse me, sorry about that. If they had already signed, like you said, re-signed Darnold, pivoted to Aaron Rodgers, like done something that takes the job away from the guy they wanted to give the job to last year before he got hurt, then maybe you'd have a leg to stand on, right? Like, are you doing anything with J.J. McCarthy? You just signed Aaron Rodgers. Like, maybe a guy calls and has actually that tone of voice in asking the question, because it's still pretty ridiculous. But, yeah, well, let me see. Just as it stands right now, he's the only viable option they have to be their starting quarterback. Why would you call them thinking
that's what I'm saying?
Prime free. It doesn't make sense.
Who is doing that? So the Vikings probably are telling Tom Pelissero that that's happened. I mean, maybe it has. I don't think it has to have for a team to say that. Oh, we've rejected multiple offers. Like specific offers or even just like just the question of whether it's possible, something like that. It's different from an offer. Imagine if the Vikings got literally multiple offers for him from, I guess, there would be at least two GMs in the NFL who don't follow the sport that might think, oh, you know, he wasn't that good a prospect. He's hurt. Maybe they'd want to get rid of him, like that one guy in your fantasy league that does the math like that. Minnesota. Also, the word multiple almost definitely has to mean two. Because let's not get crazy.
Right.
If it were three or more, it'd be several or a few. Multiple is when you want to make it sound big, but it's, you know, you can't go too far. And you can't say one. The Vikings rejected one offer for J.J. McCarthy. No, multiple. Because multiple, you want the reader to think, could be 10. The Vikings are just, they got to put a stop to this. All these offers for their basically rookie first-round pick quarterback. Sure, that sounds like a reasonable thing, that the Vikings want to trade him on a rookie deal.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They think he's good. They liked him enough to draft him. They got rid of Darnold. But, you know, let's just call and see. That's the guy in your fantasy league who gets mad when you get mad, or annoyed is all, at least, with how they're just bombarding you with offers that are terrible. And they get upset when you get upset because they say, can't you just say no? Why is that so hard? I'm in leagues where, in the chat, people argue about blocking offers from other guys, and the perpetrator is usually like, well, that's stupid. Why would you do that? Just say no. Maybe you get an offer that you like, but you'll never know now because you blocked me. Yeah, well, I didn't want to lose my mind.
So right.
I have never done that, but people debate this in leagues that
I didn't want to quit the league because you were annoying me so much.
Just
yeah,
like no way.
Yeah.
Even in an NFL where there are bad teams and bad GMs, no way have the Vikings gotten multiple trade offers for J.J. McCarthy. Who would be dumb enough to think that they would even listen to you if you called with that? Why would they even listen to you? I'm not putting my reputation on. I'm Brandon Bean. Like, he doesn't need a quarterback, of course, but I'm Brandon Bean, and I'm going to be like, I don't care. They can just say no. No. In the real world,
right.
NFL GMs are not going to do that. They're not going to waste their time on that.
No, and then next year at Indianapolis, assuming this happens after the combine, when everybody's together at that bar in the hotel or at the Starbucks picking fights with Ian Rappaport, then they're gonna talk about, you know, call the Jets guy called me to ask if we would trade JJ McCarthy. Was he kidding? What are you doing? Speaking of Rappaport, did we get to this last week? You mentioned that he adds lines and it makes you crazy. The thing last week with the Rodgers walking on the beach. Do you know about this?
No.
Did you see this?
No.
Last week, I don't know what day, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever, there was a Daily Mail US. I have no idea what that outlet is, but they tweeted a picture. And it was ridiculous. Exclusive. Solemn Aaron Rodgers caught strolling along a beach as he continues to ponder his NFL future. And there's a picture of Rodgers with a baseball hat on backwards and AirPods in, and he's got a blanket wrapped around him. He's walking on the beach like some sort of Sith Lord or something, okay? Rappaport quote tweets that. Not solemn, just reflective, taking his time.
Oh, God.
I don't know Ian Rappaport. I've never met Ian Rappaport. It made me want to punch Ian Rappaport in his face. What in the world are you doing? You got to clarify that? Like, oh, my gosh. You're showing me your Aaron Rodgers sex toys. Like, what are you doing? I could not believe it.
Yeah, not solemn.
Not like, solemn, just reflective.
The word choices sometimes.
Nobody even knows this outlet to begin with. You're giving them, I don't think I would have seen this without him. So, yep. I mean, thank you, but you got to make sure. I'm correcting Daily Mail US, whatever that is, about solemn, because he's definitely not solemn. Let me tell you, I know solemn. I've been solemn. I know all about solemn. This guy is not solemn right now.
He says,
shut up.
He told me to tell you that.
Just stuff it, Rappaport.
Well, okay. There's that too.
Sorry, I was sitting on that. I mean, I just, you had to get something off your chest. That was in for a week.
I just can't believe people are calling to try to trade for JJ McCarthy. Like, what? Right. Follow the NFL first.
Yeah.
Before you get a job being a GM. Like, why would that even happen once? It didn't.
Right. That's the point.
But the teams use these guys so badly, and it's pretty easy to see through it. It shouldn't be like that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout here on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, welcome back. Sammy P coming up at 6. The Sabres are in Utah. You go to Utah, you stay in Utah. Frank, the story is Utah.
More golden hits from Mike Schoep. I wish I'd thought of this like 20 years ago. To just make fun of you.
It was the same movies.
It is the same movies, and I didn't know anything about them then, nor did largely society on balance. And like here you are, still all these years later, still riffing on like the fourth best Chevy Chase movie.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me think. Hold on. Rob is with us. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I kind of answered my own question as I was on hold here, but I'll still throw it at you. You guys brought up a good point, a good suggestion, I thought. Not a suggestion, but an idea in Keenan Allen. Very productive, but I forgot the fact that he's a slot receiver, so I guess it wouldn't work. But, you know, he had some really good numbers the year before last, even last year with a Bears offense that wasn't that good, a rookie quarterback. He still had 70 catches, and I think he could be a positive influence on the Keon Coleman's and Kincaid's and even Shakir's of the world. But being a slot receiver, I guess, really wouldn't work out that well, huh?
That's how I see it.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I've loved the player over the years. No one loves Keenan Allen like I love Keenan Allen. Sorry, I'm just, I don't know. This conversation about the NFL reporters has got me all tangled up. I like the player a lot, but I don't think it's a fit. I don't think there's a fit there. Too bad.
It is interesting that the Bills, in a sense, are blocked from these veteran, really, like, good to great all-time players because they're either slot receivers already or they're going to move there because they're 30. And they're blocked from any of them, really, because of Shakir, who's good. But I don't know. I don't think it's perfect. It's kind of like Kincaid was when they brought on that idea. It was, okay, well, he doesn't have to put his hand down and he can get down the field, but it's kind of weird. Like, if you already have a tight end, you've paid him good money and you kind of like him, you want to run the ball, he can block. It's really kind of a challenge, to say the least, to get Kincaid into, like, good situations, you know, good matchups, to use him in a meaningful way. And I think in 2 years, the Bills have shown that it's not been easy to do. And, you know, Shakir is good, but he doesn't give you big games, like, ever. And you can't really talk about any of these other guys because he takes that position up. You want to move him out wide, I guess you could do that, but he played 70% in the slot last year. That's and had a good season. That's what they want. So many – it doesn't have to be that, like, Keenan Allen or one of them, Hopkins in his turn, like, really help you. It doesn't mean that you lost something by not getting them, but – it is this receiver thirst here again, and whether they have good enough players, they really have to just – they're limited as to what they can do because of Shakir. And in a sense, because of Kincaid too, because Kincaid kind of plays a slot role himself. Right. That's what they've got. I just don't think it's ideal, you know? Ideally, your number one receiver would be your ex, and then you could put Kincaid and then some veteran add into that position, more like maybe what the Chiefs do.
Right, because you can go shopping for a guy like Keenan Allen or Stephon Diggs, say, whenever he's healthy, at this stage of his career. But Allen works perfectly for this point. Those guys, everybody ages. Like, you're going to have guys that are always going to be ready to pivot inside and maybe even excel at it because, you know, they still have everything that made them great on the boundary. You know, mechanically, there's maybe not as quick anymore, but, you know, you're probably not going to see the best coverage people when you're bumped in there. So, yeah, it's a little like, you know, building your team a little, I don't want to say backwards exactly, but I think it makes sense to say it's not ideal because you'd have an easier time. If the Bills had the outside receivers completely, we were really comfortable, right? Coleman was good enough to feel like he can hold down a spot, and you had some guy they drafted 2 or 3 years ago that's already emerged as a number one on the outside, just seamlessly replaced Diggs. Okay, great. I need a slot receiver. I'm calling Keenan Allen. You know, like if I get this far into it and I have a better idea, and that might work, that might give you everything you need. But yeah, that's where you're all set, and it feels like the other stuff is harder to find.
Right. Sam Panayotovich next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Cancer screenings. These light.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
So I hung out with some second graders, and I played Connect Four with a second grader who beat me. I feel like a second grader and an adult is a good matchup in Connect Four. I'm going to say that now, maybe because I lost to a kid who's seven.
It's Mike Schoep.
This kid, and I beat him one time, and then we played, and it wasn't like I was just sitting there all day staring at the board, right? I mean, there's no excuse, though. There's no excuse for losing to a seven-year-old at Connect Four.
And the Bulldog.
He had me three different ways at the end, and twice he missed the winning play.
Yeah.
And then a third time, he had another, like, three turns in a row, he had a winning play. And like, how bad a job is that for me? How bad a job is it in Connect Four?
You had three match points in Connect Four.
He had three match points.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
The second time, I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't see that. And I'm sort of giving it to him. And then I make my play, and they're like, oh, he's got another one. I didn't see that at all.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. We are all this weekend living vicariously through our friend Sam Panayotovic. Primetime Sammy P in Las Vegas as we welcome him via the West Her Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports, Betting Insider. He needs no introduction. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Bet Sweats live 9 to noon tomorrow from Las Vegas on the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app and on the Bet 1520. Sam, describe the scene.
Right. What is the deal right now?
Well, my scene is that I just got back to the room, checked in, bottle of Jameson, maybe some ginger ale. That's my scene. But the airport is slammed. You got groups of guys getting off planes, wearing their team gear, ready to go. I mean, look, sports betting is legal in almost 40 states. But this is still a tradition for a lot of people that have been doing it for a long time. And maybe not every year, but every other year. Super Bowl and March Madness, people still come with their buddies to bet, and that's never going to change.
Yeah, that's great. I have a friend going out for the same reason, and I've never been there this weekend, but I think it's probably number one. I would say it's probably number one. Just all the people and all the games in one place.
So 10 years ago, I agree with you. However, over the last decade, we've seen a lot of these conference tournaments migrate to Vegas. So there's less amateur hour type stuff. Like, there's going to be a lot of 21 and 22-year-old kids here running around for the first time. And that's annoying from time to time. So the week before, I mean, you can go on a Tuesday night, watch Gonzaga. You used to be able to go watch the Pac-12 was here. You got about four or five conference tournaments. There's less traffic, and the new thing out here, the rooms are cheap, but they're paying you, or you need to pay to get a seat at the book, and that never used to be the case. So it'll always be sort of a moving target, but I think the week before conference weekend is actually a little easier in terms of hanging and banging with, like, all the people and all the noise.
Okay. So what is a day like for you tomorrow? You'll do your show, and then, you know, the games will get rolling. And are you posted up in a spot all day where they're just bringing you lobster tails? Or are you – because I'm assuming you're not eating, like chicken nuggets in the shape of dinosaurs on a weekend like this. what is the scene? Are you guys moving around, or do you got a spot and, like, you're just living like kings?
You're right, Bulldog. Usually I have bikini-clad women feeding me grapes. You're right. That's usually how I roll. So we get off the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, and the first game starts 15 minutes later. I'm going to go a little bit down the street. You know, I used to live here for a couple of years, so I've made, you know, close friends with a lot of the guys that run a lot of these books. So I'm going to do probably one casino earlier in the day, and then once we get that afternoon break, I'm going to go up to the Westgate Superbook, and then Friday is a whole different schedule. But, you know, it's in terms of bets, like, all my bets are already in, and you know, a lot of people don't realize that these lines come out Sunday night, and they're molded into shape Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then by the time we get to tip-off, a lot of these totals and sides have moved, you know, 2 or 3 points. So it's not going to be like a day where I'm sitting in the book firing. I'll be, like, hanging out. I'll be drinking, obviously, hanging out with the guys. But most of the bets are already in, and if you guys want a couple, I can give you some. But, like, it's not like an action-heavy day. Like, all the lifting's been done Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
You're staying at Mandalay Bay, or that's where your show is?
Yeah, we can't afford to stay there. We're staying next door at Park MGM. I don't know how that works. Yeah, my room doesn't have, like, an AC that works right now, so this is awesome. Yeah, man, I don't...
Mandalay Bay.
Jameson, Bulldog.
He's got his Jameson. Mandalay Bay was my favorite for a time, like, say, 20 years ago. It was pretty new. The problem with Mandalay Bay is it's the farthest one. Like, it's not it's not at central location. So you're a ride, a mile can take half an hour or more on the strip, right? So to get from place to place, it's not the perfect location for that. Like, I don't know, like a Bellagio would be or something like that. But, hey, I'm jealous, man. This is great. The lifting is done. The brackets. So you said last week Survivor's your favorite way to go. And there's a lot of, I love that too. There's a lot of strategy and game theory in Survivor. Why don't you explain that?
So, I mean, there's one of two schools. Number one, you just take these undervalued top seeds. Like Tennessee is going to be a very popular pick tomorrow. They're a 19-point favorite against Wofford. They're not going to lose in the first game. But I don't like them going far because they are offensively challenged. So, you know, some people would tell you, all right, take those twos and threes that you don't have going far and pick them early. And then there are other people that will take these undervalued favorites. The main example is the game that's very polarizing right now, and that's Michigan and San Diego. I mean, if you made this number 2 months ago, Michigan's probably a 6-point favorite. Now Michigan's only 2.5. Seth Davis is saying, you see San Diego to the Elite Eight or whatever. And you're like, all right, everybody likes that team now. And you can get Michigan pretty cheap. I don't know that I want to move Michigan far, but that's, you know, a really mid seed that I could use early. So it's either you take out the favorites you don't have going far, or you try and find those 5, 6, 7 seeds that, you know, probably win a game and then go home. But I'll be honest with you, Mike, I've won bracket pools. I've never won Survivor. I am very bad at Survivor.
Interesting. I came close in my first try with Joe the year Houston lost to Villanova in the regional final. I think it was mine if Houston had won that game. And I just kind of went 7-10, 8-9 in the first round. You know, maybe you get a 7-10 or an 8-9 where somebody's like a 5-point favorite. Like, just give me that for the points, right? Because tiebreaker, I might overthink that. I mean, it's hard to go all the way. But getting the seed points in case of a tie, if it's a 9 seed, say, then you get 9 points. Tennessee is a 2, you get 2.
Oh, okay. So you do Survivor with points. I haven't done that or heard of that. But here's a new sort of a new scheme. This came about a couple years ago where it's a bracket pool. And in the first round, for every win, you get a point. Second round is 2. Third round is 3, all the way to the title game, which is only worth 6. But where you make your money is on picking upsets. So say you take a 12 over a 5, you get the 1 point, and then the 7 points, the gap between the 12 and 5. So if you pick a 12 over 5, you get 8 points. And those are fun because you want to pick enough upsets to get some points, but if you go upset crazy in a chalk year, you're dead. But people have written books on this stuff. Like I read a book on how to win my bracket challenge. I filled out my bracket with that advice and came in second to last. Like nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
Well, this sounds like a year where it is chalk friendly.
If you ask ESPN's Jay Williams, yes. I saw the show Sunday. He has in his Elite Eight, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Only to be outdone by Jay Billis, who has 1-1-1-1 in his final four. I remind people that has only happened one time, 2008, when every one seed made the final four. And usually you don't get 1-2 a lot. So I have a lot of ones in my final four. The one bracket that I think you can have some fun with is the bottom right. I like teams that can score, guys. Like, I'm not a big Houston guy, Tennessee guy. I have Gonzaga in the final four down there, but I've seen some brackets with Illinois, some with Kentucky, some with UCLA from people I respect. So if you're looking to get weird, it could be bottom right of the bracket.
Houston's bracket. But you have the other three ones I saw, right? Duke, Auburn, and Florida?
Yeah, look, I wanted to knock out Florida early. I will say one thing about them. I have never, and this is not even hyperbole, I have never seen a team on Thursday conference weekend at 8-1 that is co-favored to win the title on Sunday. It just doesn't happen. I mean, they blow through the SEC, Flag rolls his ankle, Auburn loses again. You could have bet $100 on Florida on Thursday to win $800. Now you're lucky to get $350.75. I never like to bet those teams to win a title. You don't have any value, and everybody's taught. I mean, if you ask around the office, I guarantee you people are going to go, oh, I love Florida, because they've watched basketball for 1 week this year.
Well, if you ask me, I'll say that because my friend is an assistant coach.
Right.
But otherwise, yeah, I'm same.
So how much of this, like the big mainstream people you've referenced here that are very chalky, is that we've talked a little bit about this, and even earlier today we talked to our old buddy Trista Crick, that the fat cats, the big time programs have sucked up a lot of the mid-major magic, and so it's harder for those teams to get by. Like, does that explain, in your view, I mean, clearly you disagree with that opinion that that's going to be that chalky, but do you think that it's the top end, like the fat teams are getting fatter?
Yeah, I think the gap between the 1 and the 16, the 2 and the 15, the 3 and the 14 is as big as it's ever been. And, I mean, you just look at some of these point spreads, Bulldog. I mean, Houston opened up as a 30-point favorite in the first game. You know, Florida's a 29-point favorite. And, look, you have the occasional upset. You know, Purdue goes down to Fairleigh Dickinson or whatever. But the problem with the sport, and we don't have time to talk about the landscape of college basketball, but if a 15 knocks off a 2, guess what? That 15 shooting guard that scored 25 points, he's going to UConn next year. You know, there's no
right.
There's no stability. There's no stability amongst the younger teams and the lesser programs, because the first thing they do is try and get the coach. You know, they want to hire the coach away, like Drake, for example. That coach probably leaves. And then if Drake has a guy who scores 30 points and they win in the first game, he's going to get recruited and given the bag now. Hey, we'll give you $100,000 to come to wherever. Like, that's just that's the way it is right now. But that's college hoops.
You mentioned those big spreads, and I had this earlier from Evan Abrams at the Action Network. You mentioned those big spreads. Auburn, 32. Well, these have adjusted. But anyway, 32.5 is what I've got sitting here in front of me right now. Houston, Florida, you just mentioned. Assuming Duke and the look ahead on either American or Mount St. Mary's is over 30 points there as well. It's the first time in the history of the tournament, Evan says, that you've had four teams in the first round that big of a favorite.
And you know what's wild? I still would not bet the dog. Like, I'm not in love with laying those big numbers, but big numbers are big for a reason, and some games are picked for a reason, you know? I mean, Duke, even without Flag, could win 90-60. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. And I actually do see a look ahead number. There isn't even a matchup yet. It's Duke minus 28.5 against question mark.
But I don't know. This time of year.
I don't know who. Yeah, I'd love to see the mascot there. But I mean, they look, and we talked about this last week. I am banging this drum. I mean, you can still bet them to make the Final Four at minus 120. I think I don't use the term lock. I hate that word. They're making the Final Four top right.
Question mark and the Mysterians, that's the name of the team.
Right.
And they'll be crying 96 tears.
So look at you over there. You mentioned your bets are all in, or mostly all in, so the work has been done, and you'll share a few. For people in the audience or people like me who haven't been really invested in this, like, what are a couple of things you like as you get up and rolling here Thursday and Friday?
Yeah,
or
no,
if you're
pressure.
Not the Friday
I
yet,
just
it's
mentioned
fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I would, the first bet I would make would be Duke to make the Final Four if you haven't done it yet. And if they don't make it, just tweet at me at Mike Schoep.
At Joe Ostrowski.
Yeah. I like Grand Canyon a lot. That's the first bet I made. They take on Maryland. Maryland's very top heavy. They play 5-6 guys. Canyon runs. They got 9-10 guys deep. Bryce Drew is their head coach. Very good tournament coach. You could take 10.5 right now. I still think that's a good bet. And then I laid two bigger numbers. Wisconsin, I laid 17 against Montana, and I laid 18.5 with Tennessee. Those are probably my three favorite sides, and then I'll give you a total. Gonzaga and Georgia, 150. I like that over. I make the total 157, so I'm 7 points off there. Gonzaga's 80% at the foul line. Georgia can score as well. Georgia's also given 80 points up a lot this year in the SEC. So those would be four just to nibble on. But I do think that Grand Canyon team is good enough to not only cover, but I think they can win outright against Maryland.
I'm so glad you just tickling us at this time of the year with Bryce Drew's name. Like, that's a name
Valpo
for this time of the year. Valparaiso, right. Yeah.
One shining moment.
Let's go. By the way, colleague of ours, Sneaky Joe, is tailing your Rockies bet, he told me. Under.
Oh, yeah? Worst team in the league?
Under 60.5.
That probably should end up being the worst team in the league.
It might be. There'll be competition.
I would think it would be enough, although as a diehard White Sox fan, they tweeted last weekend, here's our opening day starter. Never heard of the guy.
Oh,
so
my.
That's not a good place to start, but the Rockies are going to be atrocious this year.
6 a.m. shows in Vegas are tough, but you'll be fine, I'm sure. Have a great time out there, Sam.
All right, guys. Take care.
See ya. Sam Paniadovich on the Wester Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Last night, because of the tournament, I'm using, I guess I have maybe four, at least three different betting apps on my phone. And so I just kind of picked them randomly. And one I had not used in, I don't know, a while. And this is kind of embarrassing. I, like, the first thing I'll look at, I'll see the money in the account, like how much money is in the account. And then I'll go to my bets to see if I have anything live, right? Because, oh, I only have X amount of dollars, unfortunately. But maybe I have something going that I just don't remember. And I have the Sabres to finish.
Oh, no.
Over 79 and a half. They are at 60 with 16 games to go.
So you need 20 points.
I need 20 points from their last 16 games.
I say he does it. No, I don't know.
I mean, it's only a little above their pace.
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. No, what are they, 60 and 66?
And they own this time of the year. We don't have anything to play for, but let's talk about camaraderie and chemistry and team building and momentum for next year. And oh my God, shoot me! Yeah. So they maybe they'll get there.
Well, I have to want them to get there. Unlike other years where I'd probably want them to lose. Because I hate that. Right. And I want a better draft pick, which I still do. But give me exactly 20 points. Let's just compromise. Give me the finish at 80. Make it interesting. Right down to the last game.
Philly at home.
Oh, baby. Right off a Florida trip, I believe.
They have, I think there's a buffer. I think Boston, Philly is the final two home games. I think those are the last two games.
So get me to 17 points in the next 14 games now is all. I'm doing it like Lindy. I'm going to break it up into sections. Didn't work for him.
No.
Wednesdays on our show, Chris Trapasso, as we lead up into the NFL draft a little more than a month away. We had an interesting conversation, as usual, today with him, talking about wide receivers, of course, right? That's the law. And also the Bills pick in his mock draft, which is at cbssports.com. Our conversation with Chris coming up next here on WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.